is allowed to call herself Judge Cutie without demeaning the legal profession. Justices yesterday dismissed a complaint that the State Commission on Judicial Performance filed against Gay Polk Payton. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. Arch, for all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome. This is KCNR, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I haven't been here in a long time, sitting in the driver's seat. This is so awesome. We have several guests today. We have a lot to talk about. So I just want to remind you, the studio hotline is 530-605-4567 for any callers that want to call in. And we do have the chat line open, don't we, Jared? Okay, thumbs
up. We do.
Okay, yay. I would like to hear your voice every now and then, please. Thank you. Okay, so are we going to do the weather first?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and do that, just because people are wanting to know how hot it is.
It's going to be hot this week. It's currently 68 degrees downtown. Today we have a high of 98, a low of 71. It's going to be mostly clear. On Saturday, all the way through Monday, we're going to have a heat advisory. On Saturday, it's going to be hot, clear, 103 degrees. It's a high, low of 77. On Sunday, a high of 109, a low of 77. And on Monday, we're getting up to the 110s already with a low of 76.
And it was snowing last weekend, I hear? Is that what it was?
Not here.
In Eagle Lake, it was chilly.
Basically, Shingletown and stuff like that. So, yay, that's awesome. Way to go, North State.
All right, for all of you long-time Reading people, heat advisory in Reading, really? Come on.
Shocking.
Okay, so the person that's talking, I didn't even get to introduce yet. The most amazing.
Ta-da.
Shasta County Veteran Affiliate Council President Vince Stevenson.
Hola, good morning, everybody.
Okay. Wow. We have our Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Guys, sitting here. If you're out there, you know who you are. SSS, all you great people who are continually doing great stuff for the community. We have Black Rifle Coffee down here.
That's Shasta Support Service, people.
If you haven't tried Black Rifle Coffee yet, here is a veteran business that's knocking it out of the park. They, too, have made a claim that they're going to hire 10,000, but they're going to hire 10,000 veterans. So support what you can. We are now the distributor for Black Rifle Coffee in Northern California. So come on down and try a cup and give it a shot.
Who's we, V?
Well, hey, that'd be me.
Okay.
The veterans, as everybody who knows me knows, veterans make out on my businesses. So everything as far as this coffee goes is pretty awesome. They do a fantastic job of keeping it fresh. And your names of these coffees. We cannot share them on
what?
The,
I'm drinking CAF right now.
CAF, caffeinated.
That's all
as.
I can say. So that's all I can say, people.
Come on down. It's a, it's definitely a veteran cup.
Okay, so this morning, our first guest, we've got Haven Humane Society's Miss Amy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm, did you get me?
Yeah.
Let me start my good morning over. You can't interrupt it. Good morning, everybody.
Good
so
morning.
How is it you have a little cutie with you this morning?
I do. Today I have Penny, who's a very special dog, mostly because she's got like four legs and a tail, so they're all like really special.
And she's a dog.
And she's a dog. So this is Penny, and she's 2 years old. She's a beagle mix. I don't think she weighs over maybe 30 pounds and pushing it. So she's pretty small, compact, cute little thing that'll just follow you everywhere. She does really well on a leash, and she likes other dogs, so she'd be a good, like, addition to any family. She's approved for a home with kids 8 and up, and that's mostly just because she's a little bit frightened. Mm-hmm. So once she warms up, she'll be a really loyal companion. She thinks I'm her mom today all day, so she keeps staring at me like, where are we going? Can this person pet me? Is that okay?
Totally. She's a little lover. I love her pink leash. And, so what's going on at Haven Humane this weekend?
So tomorrow is the last day of our passport to adoption. Which is our special for cats. So all of our cats are only $10 to adopt. And that is going to include their spay or neuter, their microchip, their health check. They'll be up to date on vaccines. So you really, like, can't beat that. And a lot of people do the, well, I could get a free cat off Craigslist. But there's no such thing as a free cat. There's no such thing as a free dog. And when you adopt, one, you're giving a homeless animal a home, which is awesome. And two, it's going to come already with the vet services that you would pay out of pocket upwards of $300 when our adoption fees for dogs are $135 and our normal fee for cats are $85. So you're saving $75 on this. So I mean, a microchip itself is more than $10. So right there, you know, it's definitely worth it. So it does end tomorrow. So we are open tomorrow from 11 to 5. I will actually not be in the building tomorrow. I have an outreach in the sun. I have an outreach in the desert. No, I know. I might die. But I will be at Tractor Supply tomorrow from 10 to 2 in Anderson at their location.
My favorite place.
Yeah, have a couple adoptable dogs there, and that's part of their Purina Days adoption event. So come out and see me. Go out to the shelter and get some cats. I won't have any cats with me. I'll just have a couple dogs, but come out and visit us either way, either location, and we'll be there. And there's also adoptable dogs at PetSmart tomorrow. So.
Okay, so what about Miss Penny? What if people are interested in
if
her?
If people are interested, you can give us a call at 241-1653 or come by the shelter, 7449 Eastside Road. The application process is very easy. Everything's streamlined. She's actually already spayed, chipped, and up to date on her shots, so she's ready to go home today.
And are there pictures of her up?
There are online, and the picture on Pet Finder, you need to find it. You need to go look at it because it's hilarious. I don't know if it's reposted again, so I'll have to make sure I check that, but she's got a little like Elvis lip going on. And this look on her face, like, I could be doing so many other things right now. Like, her picture's just like, it's almost like a dirty look.
Bad girl.
Yeah, it's really funny. She just looks bored, and her little lip is like, you know, she's got her little one side of her lip up, and it's hilarious.
For those of you guys who are out there looking for a companion, looking for somebody to be awake and alert at night, probably.
Yeah, and, you know, she's two, so she's potty trained most likely. I mean, she doesn't have the puppy habits, but she's young enough to, you know, to really acclimate to a new family and be playful and fun.
She already sits when asked. I mean, this thing is fantastic. From a person who has a three-year-old lab, and for those of you who have labs, you know how they're like, this dog is so peaceful and nice, and she's raised there, and she's paying attention all the time.
Labs, I don't think, ever, like, grow up until they pass. It's like a week before they die. They never calm down, which is great if you're one of those outdoor people who want to go. They're the perfect dog for you. You know, they'll follow you on trails. They'll go hunting with you. They'll do whatever with you. And they're go all the time. But if you're a couch potato, you know, you got to think about how a dog's going to fit into your specific life, you know, lifestyle.
I really appreciate how you just depressed me, but that's all right.
So that's like one thing, too, that we talk to people about at Haven is we try to get to know what your day-to-day and your life is like before we just, you know, give you a dog that maybe won't fit in your lifestyle, you know? So that's a big thing to consider.
That's a good idea. That's totally a good idea.
It's a thing to consider before adopting is to research, kind of, you know what you're looking for.
And this North State weather is fine for this type of dog. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, she's not going to have a heat stroke. Yeah, she, I mean, obviously keep her cool and lots of water, but she shouldn't get too hot. No.
Well, I love her already, and Bella liked her, so that's cool. And she went straight to us, so that's nice.
What? You guys talking about me?
She probably smelled Jake, but
she is a great dog, guys. Yeah. If you're out there considering, this one's a great one.
And do you have a Facebook page? We have just a few seconds left.
Yes, there's a Haven Humane Facebook page as well.
Yay! So. Okay, guys, go to the Facebook page, check out Miss Penny, and go to Haven Humane this weekend for lots of deals. Come on back.
All right, thank you guys. Have a great weekend.
See you, Penny.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas. This is KCNR, and this is the Carl and Linda Bott Show in the morning. But guess what? It's me today. Yay. And the lovely and talented,
come on,
sweet, very sweet Vince Stevenson.
And for those of you who know me out there, you know just exactly how much she's lying right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, we have a ton to talk about today. So I don't know what has happened, Vint, in the last 2 weeks here in Reading. Like, a ton.
Yeah.
I think I left for a few days and, like, stuff hit the fan.
If you're one of those people in the community that's engaged, who's actually out there doing stuff and paying attention and being a part, Man, it's like a tornado. It's a whirlwind out there.
Okay, so let's calm the storm down. Oh, maybe not calm it down. I don't want to calm anything down. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Okay, so let's just start with a little foreparty to the stuff that we have to talk about. Let's talk about Millie and Kathy. What the heck happened with Classic Cafe, my spot, my third home.
That was a gut punch for a lot of people.
Yeah.
If Millie and Kathy are listening out there, ladies, we love you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we will continue the legacy.
Yeah.
But wow. I mean, that was for a lot of people. I saw a lot of tears.
A lot of patients coming in going, where do I go? What do I do, Maria?
And for all those people out there who have, you know, obviously supported them over the years and been supported by them over the years, those tears were not just the customers. It was Millie and Kathy as well.
Oh, rough.
Kathy came in to me and said, when it finally closed down at 2 o'clock on Friday, she came in and bent down and whispered to me. She said, Vint, I just turned off the grill for the last time.
Epic.
Yeah. It was pretty powerful stuff.
Okay, take a swig.
There you go. A little
coffee. Choke it out.
A little Black Rifle coffee.
Whew. Yeah, and the Black Rifle, like, thank you so much for bringing it because I needed it. Bad. Totally bad. And me. So is there anything more to talk about? That, because I saw a Facebook post that you put out, and I shared it, and I know there's some plans, so I just want to give people hope that, you know, we are going to be looking for things that we can do to create that legacy and to keep it going. And it was such a huge part of this community to walk into a restaurant and to see all the memorabilia and the pictures. And it was just such an amazing place for people to go and bring their families. Like, it's such a family place and generational too. In fact,
well, for those who can think back 30 plus years, R&R Meats had the original owners, Bob Legg and Roger Dawes. I mean, just a lot of things were truly different in our community. Some of them good, some of them just, you know, were. And here's a situation where a lot of these people were doing business with those ladies way back then, and they were supporting veterans, and they were doing the things as a veteran advocate that we have, you know, counted on them doing over all those years. And for them to then step out, it was an incredible decision on their part. It was something that had to happen. They knew it. We all knew it was going to happen. But basically, they came to me and said, "Vint, here's where we are. We've done all these wonderful things over the years, and we feel fantastic about it. But we want it to continue, and we think that you will make it continue." And to answer your question, Maria, we're going to make it continue.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's going to be a legacy. I've contacted Shasta College, and they have a culinary. I've contacted, sent an email and voicemail to Cal DiMercurio, chef out at Simpson. Contacted a couple people, restaurant owners here in town, and I got a couple more to get on the list. We're building a mentor group. We're going to build a curriculum. We're going to push this into an educational restaurant, something that the veterans that are rehabilitating and so on, or civilian culinary students can use as a educational restaurant.
I love that idea, yeah. Especially their involvement. They still want to be involved in the community.
Yeah.
Millie and Kathy are, like, not done with that at all. They are going to do as much as they can, and I'm sure they're going to be excited to probably take a little bit of a break, right?
Well, when I asked them, I said, you know, wow, you're really going to do this? And they said, yeah. They said, but just know that what this does is gives us more time to support your events.
And oh, yeah, so, now they can actually come and enjoy
it,
right?
Yeah, instead of, like, you know, all working. They would be at the restaurant. They would get up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and come in and start prepping.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, for those of you out there who are either in the culinary programs currently, you can put the pressure on your professors and teachers to, you know,
big shoes to fill,
be a part.
Guys.
Yeah. For those veterans out there who would consider or would want to actually learn serving and cooking and restaurant management. I mean, this is a huge opportunity, and so opportunity for obviously the community. And then any margins, for those of you restaurant owners out there who are laughing right now, any margins that actually do come out of this, it'll go back to the local veteran community.
And
so, yeah.
That was not funny. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I like
so
it.
I think we're gonna create something that's long-standing. We have some great ideas on one how to actually maintain what Millie and Kathy put together. So if everything goes correctly, you'll walk into the restaurant and it'll look very, very similar to what it once was, but it'll be much larger. So a little chow hall, I think.
Guys, reminder, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can go to KCNR1460.com to get on the chat room. Jared's checking. Is there any questions going on, Jared, in the chat room that we should know about? I don't have mine up.
Not yet. Not okay. Really. Just talk about dogs.
I see Sun Gold. I see...
Good morning, Sun.
Good morning, Sun. And from here, who is the other person, the R person? The Jefferson State.
That is correct. Rexeter?
Rexeter. Okay, hi. How's it going? 605-4567. Give us a call. We have lots to talk about. We are going to talk about the next big thing. I mean, recall. What is that? A week and a half ago. Oh, my goodness gracious.
For those of you who haven't seen the video yet, and unfortunately we're not able to make the meeting, this community took a huge step forward. And I say that because... quite frankly, we were heading in a direction that was unsustainable. It was a point where people are losing sleep at night because they're worried about their vehicles and their driveways. Their home invasions and potential kidnappings or attempts and, you know, cars being stolen at an absolutely crazy rate. So, I mean, a lot of things going on. And then just the optics. I mean, a lot of things just didn't look like they were turning in the right direction. And so a group got together and started discussing it, and Dale Ball stepped up and made it very clear that, you know, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it, and we're not going to step away until it's done.
And it was done. I mean...
Well, the first part of it's done.
The first part.
First part
of it's done. I know we only have a few minutes left in this segment, but in the next segment, I really want to get into the process because I'm sitting back as a business owner. I'm in the county, so I don't really sort of like get to be a part of this at all in that sense.
We're learning that you might get to play a little role.
That's the other piece of it because I do have a business here. So there are a ton of other people in the same position.
Yeah, Redding and Shasta County has a very strange dynamic when it comes to that. And that is the fact that a lot of us, even though we may live in the county, we do business here in Redding. And that's one of those things where we have obviously a very vested interest in what goes on here. And so for some of these rules to exclude, it makes it very difficult. But we're learning there's some other ways to overcome that. So
okay, so we're going to go over the process coming up next. Your SOS, California Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, has this really cute PDF out that you can go look at for the process procedure for recalling state and local officials. It's a printout that will be step by step. But obviously there are questions that people have because, like I said, I'm a business owner. I see patients throughout the day. I don't often have time to kind of catch up on a lot of this stuff. And I don't like to let things just sit out there. I want to know what's going on, so I try my best. And I know there are other people in this same situation. So just like you out there in my position, if you're thinking of a question, give us a call, 605-4567, or put your question in the chat room. We're going to talk about the process of recall coming up next. This is KCNR1460.com. Come on back.
Venture highway in the sun. Shine. Where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind.
You like that? You like that? Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, Vince Stevenson, and Bella doing a little dance for us. That was so cute, sweetie. Okay, so I want to do a plug. That was for the Marine sitting next to me with his music that he liked. Bob Seger. Okay. Miss Dusty Steele would like me to mention the gun show this weekend in Cottonwood at the Community Center. It is Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 3 at the Cotton Community Center. $5 entry for adults. Kids 13 and under are free. So all proceeds go to the Troy Park Memorial Scholarship Fund. High school seniors are eligible when they demonstrate outstanding community service like Troy did. He passed away from multiple myeloma cancer almost 3 years ago. And she says thank you to the community in advance. And we thank her. And hopefully she will call in probably in the next hour, maybe a little bit after 8, and she could tell us a little bit more about it. But, hey, guys, something to do this weekend. When is there never any event going on in the North State, right? Whenever we try to organize or schedule something, it's like trying to find a weekend or an evening.
There's no way. Anybody who sits back in this community and says there's nothing to do, you guys just aren't paying
attention. They're boring.
Yeah.
Basically.
And this is for such a great cause, guys. Yeah. And I know some wonderful groups that are going down there to participate. So if you get an opportunity, you got a few hours, anything, go down there and check this out. This is their first ever. I know NFI is going to be down there, Norton Firearms Instruction.
Ooh, nice.
Do some CCW classes with them, Ted Lighty. You got some great groups going down there to support, and do your best to get down there and take a look.
What's NFI going to do down there?
Just have a booth and hang out? And, yeah.
Okay, that's so cool, guys. Yay, head on down to Cottonwood this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3, Cotton Community Center. Yay. Okay, next. Big next. So, for the procedure, if you don't know what's going on, two city council members were basically, letter of intent was sent to them last Tuesday, I forget the date, for recall, right?
Stage one.
And who was that again?
Francie Sullivan and Kristen Schrader.
Okay, so, hey, two city council members that got stage one sent to them, and I'm wondering what the next step is. I mean, I've been looking over Alex Padilla's procedures here, but, you know, I'm not an attorney, and, you know, I'm a chiropractor. I adjust people.
For those of you who haven't ever taken the time, you're not missing anything. It's a pretty crazy process, and they don't make it easy on you. Maybe for good reason or for bad, depending on your perspective. But I mean, it is a process without a doubt. And I would strongly suggest anybody who does participate, make sure you have an attorney that helps you out, assists, and walks you through it. I mean, you could get through it, but it's definitely not something you'd want to mess up on if you're concerned enough to actually take that first step, then you don't want to do anything wrong. So make sure. I can tell you, as far as the process goes, first step obviously is to, to have them served. And so you've got a petition that has to be worded a certain way, and they count the number of words
and the margins.
Certain things count as words and certain things don't, and so on. There's a lot of rules to it. But once that actually occurs, there's certain disclosures that have to be on the petition and yada, yada. But the serving is pretty simple. It's either personally or certified mail. And in this case, we chose to do it personally. And so at a city council meeting, a very informed, a very engaged community member put in a speaker card at the city council meeting, and during the public speaking portion, which has been moved to the end of the meeting, and didn't seem to drive anybody away having to wait for that time. So they waited because I think a lot of people knew that it was coming or felt that it was coming. And he got up, Dale Ball, as a great Reading resident, and said, you know what, we've waited and we've been patient and we've done everything we could to support, but quite frankly, it's just not working. And so at this time, we exercise our right to recall and name the people off. And they discussed it along with the city attorney and said, you know, it's not the proper time to actually do the serving. But Dale said, that's fine, I'll wait right over here. And so took a couple steps away and waited right there, and he served them. I do commend the members. I mean, they could have easily tried to duck out or, you know, whatever, and they didn't. They came over and they took their folders, and I'm sure they didn't say thank you, but
I mean, let's just step back and look at the concept of this. This is, as voters, this is our power.
Yeah. This is the process, guys, and so
this is how we can make decisions. This is our giving us power back, and this is how it's done. Like, history was being made. Right?
And this isn't the first time it's ever been tried. It's never been done, but I can say the first couple times were less than motivated. I mean, I'm sure the individuals who attempted it were, but there was really no support. I can tell you there was a poll that was put out by someone here in the community. He's got a great following, and he said, you know, I just want to know. He said, where do you guys stand on this? And out of the almost nearly 1,000 votes, 867 were yes, it's time, and 7 were saying no, it's not. So, I mean, we're talking.
That's quite a gap.
Yeah, it's not. And so, I mean, this is something that it's amazing coming from people who are actually in the game and understanding exactly what's going on and why and you know, trying to move this thing forward. The amount of help that's coming in, the amount of people that are out there that say, I've run a campaign and I want to help, and I'm an attorney and I want to help, and I'm a CPA and I want to help.
I mean, you can see it on Facebook.
But let's get real, people. This is, it's nothing personal. Please don't. I saw an article that somebody printed in the paper that, is this misogyny? Are they only going after the women? Well, first of all, you owe Julie Winter a little apology because not all the women are being recalled. Yeah. And this is, again, this is stage one, so we'll see how the rest of it comes out. But, I mean, this is real. I mean, these problems that we have, we're not in a sustainable position right now. And that's a scary thought. We have upwards of $400 million in unfunded pension alone. And we're not doing the maintenance on our roads. We're not doing the maintenance in our parks. I mean, you can't even take your kids to the library. I mean, at what point do we say enough is enough? I mean, I get emails from people now about how they're losing sleep. If you went to the council meeting, you'd have heard 18 people stand up and just scream at them. You know, here's what's going on, and if you have an agenda, it should be – if you have 10 things on the city council agenda, 9 of them should be about crime and safety.
Yeah.
And none of them were. None of them. And then they asked – they said at the end of the meeting, which for those of you who have been to council meetings have heard – what are we going to talk about next meeting? What would you like to talk about? And they're basically asking other council members, and not one of them said anything that was related to crime. So, I mean, it's you see that they're listening because they're looking right at you, but obviously they're not hearing. So
that's who I want to hear from today. If you were there at that city council meeting, because I don't always get to attend all of those. I do what I can. Call us. Let us know what that was like. Obviously, I've seen some of the video, 605-4567. There were a ton of people that went – I left early, but there were a ton of people that went up to speak. And like you said, it was very motivated. It was very passionate. They were empowered. They felt strong that day because they were just like telling it like it was. Lisa Jeter.
Yeah. I mean, there were some people who are very mm-hmm. much members, active, mm-hmm. engaged members of our community that have been doing things for a long time mm-hmm. and trying to stay supportive and trying to talk people out of their angers and, you know, so on. And now they, too, are in that position. Mm-hmm. And again, people, let's just get real about this. It's about results. Either we have people in the right positions that are getting results, not trying things, not learning. Well, I guess we learned what not to do now. When it comes to Stillwater Business Park, we want leaders that are engaged, that actually understand and are knowledgeable about what we have. When the city manager tells us that we've got $21 million invested in Stillwater Business Park and the grand jury says no, it's over 40, that's a big problem. I mean, are you on the job or not?
Well,
I mean,
it is definitely time to get the job done for sure. Is there anything in the chat room, Jared, that we need to talk about?
Wow.
Nothing yet, just some comments.
Quiet.
Yeah, go ahead and state some comments, just because we're going to probably head on out to a commercial here in a sec.
Let's see. Rexter says, Reading City Council is a problem. They think they are regulators. These elected officials should be making us sound attractive to business. This means eliminating the regulations like the environmental ones that cause you to buy into Haas Mitigation Bank. That might be county stuff, but the permit department colludes with the county.
Great point, though. I mean, we are starting here locally at City. What's to say?
Well, again, I'll only say this is stage one.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, okay.
The idea is an overall plan, everyone. For those people out there that want to engage, yes, this is about putting together something that can move us forward. So.
Okay. Again, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. KCNR1460.com to get in the chat room and to call us 605-4567. I do hear the lines. I think we have to cut to commercial, Jared, right? Or you want – okay, in 2 minutes, is that phone for us? No. Okay. So please call us 605-4567 for a question. We do have a minute or two left to go ahead and take a call.
And I do apologize to the people who were – meeting last night, talking about some of the things that are potential solutions and some of the issues to deal with. I know I kept you up late. It was midnight before we finally called it enough. But you know what? That just sends a message to not only how many people are willing to help, but then also how many people are out there that, are willing to give their time. Because most of us have businesses or multiple businesses that we're trying to run, lives we have children, we have grandchildren, we have, you know, things that are that we would define as life. And we're willing to take time out of that time to readdress what we thought was already handled and put try to put some people in place that can actually solve these issues for us. Because let's remember, people, this is about the little girl that's sitting here right to my right that I love with all my heart. It's about the people that you love and your families. This is about creating a future for our city and our community that we can actually trust again. I mean, when you are concerned about them going in the front yard because, you know, who knows who's going to come by and, you know, what kids get nabbed and all the bad stories that are going around, it's time to do something about it.
Way past time. And P.S., guys, he just apologized. No. I'm telling you. It's not real. he don't care that he kept you up late. I'm just telling you.
And here's the other part, guys. Bottom line is, state is not going to solve this for us.
No.
Nation
There's
has no bigger
net.
Problems. Yeah. They cut us out of Prop 47 funding. It's time to do this ourselves.
This is Dr. Maria Salas and Vince Stevenson, KCNR1460.com. Come on back.
Home in the city.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you can't go sleep at home tonight. You can get up
Welcome back, everybody. This is KCNR1460.com. This is the Carl and Linda Show. I should remind everybody. So it's funny to be back in the seat and chatting with y'all. I love it. I love it. And feels so good to be back and sitting here with Vince Stevenson, guest co-host, and the very sweet and talented Vince Stevenson. You know how that goes. Okay, lots to talk about still with the recall and the process. We want to continue with that. It's kind of getting hot here in this studio. What's going on? It's like,
well, you know,
temperatures running high.
Yeah, the weather, if somebody was posting it, was 70 degrees right now, 98 expected today. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, I think the frustration level of this community is about 101 and climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ready to go. Recall process, just to finish that off. Obviously, the serving has taken place. After the serving, the people being served, in this case, Francie and Kristen, have 7 days. That ended at close of business last night. And now the party that's actually doing the recall has 10 days then to get a posting into the paper, periodical. So you'll see something in the Record Searchlight that actually says, you know, here's what's being done. And you know, that'll be the next part, and then that will actually, they'll get a proof of posting that goes to, or publishing that goes to the city clerk, and the next stage will be to get all the forms actually approved along with that proof of publishing. And once those forms are approved by the city clerk and the county registrar's office, it's time to gather signatures. Signatures will be based on a number that they come up with as far as either the total number of people who are, registered voters within the city of Reading. The only people who are going to be able to vote on this is obviously the city of Reading registered voters. And it looks, by my stats and the things, my sources, it looks like the number is 49,056.
Needed?
Yep. Okay. No. That's how many registered voters there are, which means we'll need 20% of that, which will come out to 9,800, something to that effect.
Okay.
So I have learned going through a few people, and I'm going to confirm this today, that when it comes to gathering signatures, anybody above 18 years old can be those people. So, you know, that's going to help a lot. That's going
to – Well, you said there are a lot of people that are wanting to help.
Yeah. Oh, right? There's and that's something we were talking about at the break. I can't begin to tell you guys how pleased and how proud I am, actually, of all the people who are calling saying we want to help with this. So we have attorneys and doctors and, you know, people who have worked on campaigns before that say, you know what, it's time and we want to help. And so, you know what, quite frankly, it's been overwhelming all the people who, you know, want to be plugged into this and want to get it out. So we're going to go by the book. We're going to go as tightly as we possibly can to everything that has to happen. And we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done right. And we're going to get way over, I think. And I think that's our intention, is to get way over the number of signatures that we need. Because quite frankly, Kristen and Francie, if you're listening out there, again, it's nothing personal. It's just we're not heading in a sustainable direction, and we need some people in there that can get it done. And so if you're out there and you see the signatures come in, I'm okay if you're waiting at this point, but if you see the signatures come in, take that as a sign. You know what? Let's just step aside and let somebody else in, and let's get it done.
Yeah, okay. And we might have a caller here on the line.
Just ordering a pizza.
Pizza? That kind of sounds good, actually, unfortunately.
We have Lori on the line.
Okay.
Not on that line.
Okay. All right, Miss Lori. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Maria and Vince.
Hey.
Thank you so much for taking the flight here today with everybody.
We are flying high on CAF right now.
You are. You're a better airline. That's for sure. I would like to share and chime in on, I guess I'll call it, what's your last straw, or when did you just realize? And for me, it was in January. I was at the podium sharing about their, I'm going to say idiotic, a suggestion of a flag contest for the city of Reading. Of all the things that you all just mentioned, this is something that we need to focus and call it a contest for some $1,000, and then there's second place, third place. I do not remember which individual proposed it, but for me, I was sharing that this city is being completely overtaken by either the money from McConnell and Bethel combo. Sorry, it's just what I've been sensing, seeing. And maybe some other callers would like to chime in and say, when was there a redeeming moment of this is not going to go anywhere. We're just optics at this point showing up at the podium. Your turn. Now it's your turn.
No, I mean, that's a good point, Lori. And, you know, I've heard that from so many people just standing out there even last Tuesday night, you know, at city council. I probably heard it twice. People come up and say the same exact thing that you just said about the flag. So great point. And yeah, if there are any other callers out there that want to make a point, when was that point for you that you just were like, you drew the line.
Yep.
And you're done.
Yeah,
or just that really bad light bulb moment. And it's not a good, happy one. Like, aha, I've invented something. It's like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And
yeah.
That's why people can go look up any of the videos with Debbie Bacialupi on technocracy. And there's the COGs. I'm not sure if people know what that stands for, Council of Government. We have one on East Street. I went there, gosh, last summer, unannounced. It's a small office. You can barely find it. And this is where the real agenda is, in my opinion, where they put money into all these bike paths. How many people in Reading, sick, chronically ill, and overweight, are going to pedal around in 110 degrees? Really, people, come on. This is about a deeper, larger agenda. Some call it J-Town, Agenda 21, New World Order. It is about removing people from the rural, which is why we're getting this weaponized weather droughts. And other issues that, you know, the water, the taxes, the carb tax stuff, all of this, and to put people in small, high-rise little cities like we're going to be in little cages. There is a darker agenda.
And not able to defend ourselves at that point. That's how I see it.
So anyway, I'd like to listen to other callers chime in on
all great points, Lori, and those are like probably three different shows right there. So thanks for the call.
Oh, I know. Hey, happy Father's Day, all you fathers out there.
Thank you.
Coming up on Sunday. All right, bye.
Hey, Lori, I can't agree with you more. I mean, they're for everybody, you know what, think about when that point was, because quite frankly, I mean, for all of us, for me, it was as a financial planner, I have an issue when people are asking for money, but then they're giving out raises and they're doing these things that are costing us, you know, hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars, because it exacerbates the issues with unfunded pensions and so on. When they do things like that, it puts me in a position where it's like, you know, you don't want to help yourself. All you want us to do is bail you out. If you came to me and said, you know, I'm having all these problems, you need to help me get out of debt, and you need to help me buy a home, and you do these kind of things, but then every time you show up to your meeting with me to talk about your finances, you're talking about the great trip you went on and how you stayed out late with all your friends partying and doing all these other things. And it's like, you know what? If you really wanted this in your left hand, why are you doing all these things in your right? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No.
And quite frankly, that's where, Lori, my aha came on, where it was like, guys, they're not going to solve this.
Yeah.
They can't. I mean, it's just, they're like that little cat that gets distracted by the thing that's bouncing around on the side, and they don't pay attention to what's really right in front of them. So it's
either
unfortunate.
Either that or the larger agenda, which she was talking about.
Yeah.
So we have like 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm not quite sure, Jared, anything from the chat room, but I do want to mention the other big three. My big three were Millie and Kathy, the recall, and Chief Rob Paletti. What the heck?
Yeah,
we can go more in the next hour.
Let's go back
a little bit
back from that. You know, for those of you who look at what happened with Chief Paletti, you got to take a step back and say, all right, now here's a situation where we put out $23,000, $24,000 to hire a headhunter to make this happen and to go out and look for candidates. And then we, surprisingly, hire somebody from within. Now, we hired somebody from – and the $24,000 is an interesting deal too, because if we spend $24,999 – we don't have to actually, you know, get approval and go through all the process. The council can do that very easily and make that happen. If it goes above that, then it requires I think it's called an RFP, and there's a process to it. So you'll see a lot of times they do 24,000 and call it good. That way they can get it pushed through. And then you'll see later on, like on a consent calendar or something like that, you'll see an additional $9,000 is paid to that group for basically the same service. Well, this is the kind of stuff that they do as far as moving the shell game around. This shell game is something that was played with our new city manager, because remember, he was part of REU. He was running REU when the whole pilot program was going on, the payments in lieu of taxes. And quite frankly, he's the cause of that. And remember, that went to court. We won. Walt McNeil filed suit. We won in court. The judge ruled in our favor. And they decided, city attorney and Barry and Kurt decided to appeal. So they're appealing against the citizens. And then as soon as he gets into office as new city manager, first thing he does is fire somebody that has been handcuffed the whole time, which is somebody that a lot of us respected. And still respect.
Yeah. And we're not done with this, folks. We've got another hour. We do have a guest the next hour, but I'm sure we're going to be sprinkling on you just a little bit more. Again, this is Dr. Maria Salas, Vince Stevenson on the Carl and Linda Bott Show here in the morning, KCNR1460.com. Please come on back for the next hour. Lots to talk about.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Game changer, Amazon has announced plans to buy up Whole Foods.
In a blockbuster move, Amazon will buy Whole Foods Market for $13.7 billion in cash. The deal is expected to close in the second half of this year. CEO John Mackey will stay in place, and Amazon will continue to operate the stores under the Whole Foods brand. The move is Amazon's latest step in expanding its business empire into the online food business.
And that is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The Kremlin today says that President Vladimir Putin has chaired a meeting of his Security Council to discuss the Russian military's claim that it had killed the Islamic State terrorist group leader in an airstrike in Syria last month. According to a Putin spokesman, the claim was made today at a meeting about an airstrike on Raqqa late last month that killed over 100 militants in all. The Trump administration, meanwhile, tried to roll back some of President Obama's overtures to Cuba.
I have come here to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas.
That was President Obama in Havana last year. Today, in Miami's Little Havana, President Trump will undo some of the Obama administration policy changes toward Cuba. They're aimed at stopping American cash from flowing to the Castro regime's military and security services. But despite a campaign pledge to rip up Obama's changes, the president's revised policy will maintain diplomatic relations with Havana and still let U.S. airlines and cruise ships visit the island. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Home builders slowed down the pace of construction for the third straight month in May, a possible sign that the shortage of houses for sale might grow worse. The Commerce Department says housing starts fell by 5.5% in the month of May. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 31 points, the NASDAQ off 33. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Australia's prime minister today denied he was impersonating President Trump during an off-the-record speech he gave at Parliament House.
I think everyone's got a sense of humour, and you know, it's the midwinter balls. It's a great occasion. It is meant to be off the record, but we send each other up, we send ourselves up. my speech was in that tradition.
In the comments that aired on Australia's Channel 7, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, described his performance as light-hearted and affectionate. The devastating fire that struck a high-rise tower in London may have been so powerful that it destroyed much of the DNA evidence needed to identify its victims. Experts say the intensity of the blaze was similar to a cremation and reduced many remains to ash. Police combing through the rubble are looking for bits of human bone. They say that is the last part of the body to be destroyed in such heat. More on these stories from townhall.com. U.S. authorities have accused a Chinese company of helping North Korea evade financial sanctions and asked the court to seize $1.9 million they say was improperly moved through those channels.
The U.S. is trying to put Chinese companies and Chinese banks on notice that if they want to have any dealings with U.S. financial entities or U.S. commercial entities, then they must not have any contact and do no business whatsoever with any North Korean entities that are under U.N. sanction.
As correspondent Chris Bodine, the complaint involved a bank that is barred from the U.S. financial system under sanctions imposed in response to North Korea's nuclear program. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has taken to Twitter to ask the public for suggestions on how he can give away some of his fortune to charity. He says he's looking for ideas that would be helping people in his words, the here and now. More details on all these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Fish On. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Not Carl and Linda Bott. Dr. Maria Salas and Vince Stevenson. Hi, everybody. So great to be back. Our second hour here. Still lots to talk about. We do have a guest coming in here a little bit later. And we have someone on the line wanting to make an announcement. Miss Riley Sally, what's going on, lady?
Well, you were talking about all of the events that are happening every weekend, and
yes,
I just
ma'am.
Wanted to let people know about our events coming on Saturday. It's going to be a fundraiser for the state of Jefferson, and we still have a few tickets left. I thought we were sold out earlier in the week, and the gal who's doing it with us in Tehama County called this morning and said she had a few tickets left for sale.
Okay, and so how can people get the tickets? Did they just call her?
They are $30 for a single person, $50 for a couple. And you can call me if you're interested in the tickets. My number is 246-9706. And it's going to be at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at the Veterans Center in Anderson. And we have so many good prizes and donations.
Sally,
we have 12 guns that are going to be auctioned off.
Sally, you're talking about the VFW in Anderson, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay, good.
There you go.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Well, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be calling you. You want to say that number again, Miss Riley, Sally?
Yes, my number is 246-9706, and please leave your name and phone number if I don't answer the phone.
All right. Thank you so much for the
call. Hey, Sally.
Yeah.
Sally, I might be calling you. I think I might get my family to go.
I hope so.
You got
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
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 Wow. See? Lots going on.
And for those of you who haven't been following the SOJ group, those people are motivated. They've been on the steps of the Capitol. I think they heard they had a loud chant going on after they filed suit and after they got all the counties involved and so on. They had a loud chant going on, Governor, do you hear us now? And quite frankly, they're picking up a lot of momentum. This is a really amazing time right now for the North State. So,
Governor, can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
And I don't think he can. He's moonbeam.
If you guys haven't seen it,
deaf.
He went to a rodeo. I don't know where the rodeo was, but one of the girls on horseback that goes riding around the arena prior to the rodeo starting with the flags. One of them, they captured a perfect shot of the gal riding by the governor and some other guests, and they had a SOJ, State of Jefferson, flag, and underneath it you can see him perfectly looking right at it, like, wow.
Wow. Speaking of flags, it's basically been flag week, right? And
yeah,
it was flag
yeah.
day a few days yeah. ago. Put them up, put them out, people. We yeah. like to see them, and I love driving down certain streets. It's so
yeah.
funny. It's always certain streets where
yeah.
I don't know if the neighbors get together and they're all out. And I
no,
love
you know what?
That.
Doing things like that mm-hmm. is, you know, it's very empowering mm-hmm. because, quite frankly, it empowers the guy next to him. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he might be on the fence or might not be wanting to be or trying to be politically correct or whatever. But I can tell you where the area where I live, Wooded Acres, I mean, you drive down that street,
mm-hmm.
you see the flags.
And that's totally
and
what reminded
strong.
Me of it, because,
yep.
like, when we take our walks and stuff, I love seeing that. We have Kay on the line. Uh-oh, Ms. Kay.
Hi, Dr. Maria.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you for all the work you two do.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For your support.
I know you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Front row, center, always.
My final frustration, I think, was when they gave the second raise to the recreation person.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the
I mean, that
parks.
Was just
yeah.
too much. I mean, there are people who would love to have that job. And you don't have to pay him $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that was the...
In Reading.
If I have my months correctly, that was the fourth raise in 18 months.
Yeah.
And that was a $1,000 a month raise. For those of you who are listening out there, imagine what your life would be like if somebody gave you a $1,000 a month raise. And remember, that also bumps up all your pensions and all the other things that, you know, as far as benefits. So, I mean,
well,
this is pretty significant.
I'm wondering if with this thing with Chief Paletti, is if the thing they had against him was if he retired, his retirement would have been big. And if they fired him, then maybe they won't. There's a way to get out of it.
Was he fired? I don't.
The way, yeah. He, but it when it comes to your CalPERS or in this case, you know, his pension.
Yeah.
He already had. It's your top year and the way that it's calculated and so on. So
he was already invested.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's not,
it's not even that.
No, no. That would have actually probably won some people over because they would have said, well, at least I get why, you know, why they're doing it or, you know, what's in it for us kind of mentality. You may not like the fact that they let him go the way that they did or the fact that they did it all, but at least somebody would say, well, okay, there's some justification, but no, I there's no way that was what it is.
Do you think it's revenge for the recall?
I think a big part of it. No, I don't think it had to do with the recall. I think it was something decided. Rumors are flying that it was decided back in January, but I think it was something that was decided way before they ever thought of the recall. I don't think they're even taking the recall serious at this stage. I heard a statement that a marketing person that works with the city said. And he made it very clear, I think this is just grandstanding. I don't think they've even thought this through. This is not going to go anywhere. It'll be dead pretty soon. And so, you know, it's
well,
kind of...
That's what they thought about the tax thing,
yeah,
too.
Measure D. Measure D, mm-hmm. exactly. So, you know what? It's taking people a while nationally. It'll take people a while on the state level once it gets going, but locally, we're ahead of the state and we're beginning to take action, and they just don't recognize that it's real yet. And so once they do, I think a lot of them will be gone. Because, I mean, you know, we're going to do our own purging and trying to make sure that, you know what, it's time for accountability. Transparency and accountability are going to be the focus of our future in the coming months and years. And you're either doing the job and getting it done or you're not. And quite frankly, when we look at our parks and we look at, you know, the things that are actually happening in this city, we realize that there's some people just not getting the job done. Well, and so we got to do that.
1 minute to go. Great point, Ms. Kay.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. And so great points to her because, again, the question of the hour, what was that point for you? I mean,
Call in, people, let us know.
Like she said, the raise to Kim Niemer or the raises. I mean, good point coming in the chat room is how do you get a raise when the kids can't even go to the parks for fear of stepping on a needle?
Accountability. Like, we're back to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about it, guys.
Call in and tell us, what was your breaking point? What was the point when you said enough is enough?
Yeah. So that would be 605-4567. We are taking calls. We are taking comments in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Please come on back. Lots to talk about. This is Dr. Marie Salas, Vince Stevenson. Come on back.
Now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hurrah!
Moto. Want some moto this morning?
We're gonna jump from a big iron bird. I see 130 rolling down the strip. I recall Daddy's gonna take a little trip.
Pumped up. And that was Miss Bella that you heard. You know, it's so funny because I'm a daughter of a Marine as well. So I get you, baby girl. I get you. It's going to be rough, I'm telling you, sister. But it's so funny because I probably didn't know. And people tell me on Facebook, God, you're so one-sided, Maria. Don't you ever think about the Army and everything else? And it's so funny because I probably didn't even know there was another branch until I was in my 20s, right? I'm joking.
There's another branch?
Oh, yeah. There are other branches out there.
Sorry, guys.
Happy birthday, Army, this week, actually, right? Yep. So, and Marine Corps did put a Facebook post out to you guys, so that was awesome. And Miss Bella, she knows all her moto songs, I'm sure. She's probably been reveled in the morning like I was when I was a kid and knows the Marine Corps hymn by heart, right? Yeah. I had to play it on the organ growing up, so that was fun. Okay, now for some reason, if she's listening, it's 8:21. What's going on, Miss Dr. Kara Tennant? Where are you, lady?
Hey, didn't we have a problem with her showing up to the Spartan
there's
run,
something
too?
A little familiar about this.
I'm beginning to take this personal.
Dr. Kara Tennant, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like we've been looking for you for almost like over a year now. No. Yep. 8 months, 6 months?
We didn't even see you at the finish line. That's because you finished a lot faster than we did.
You were on our Spartan team. I didn't see you then, girl, and I don't see you now. But I did hear someone just walk in, but I don't think it's you because you would have just come on up. So anyway, we're teasing you, lady. If you do hear us, give us a call and let us know you're okay. Maybe you're training for Spartan right now. Maybe that's it. Okay, so we still have a lot to talk about, and someone basically called in, I think, or maybe it was in the chat room where they wanted to talk about wages of city employees. And, I mean, he makes a great point, and the other point, too, is that he didn't really want to say it on air. This was...
Yeah, I think that's the part that bothers me the most, Maria. It's a situation where you got so many people in the community that recognize the issue, but you have such a level of intimidation. And because we are a small community still, you know, there's an environment here that basically implies that, you know, if you do speak out, if you do, you know, challenge some of your relationships, people don't feel comfortable with that. They feel like they could lose business, they could lose a job, they could, you know, just basically challenge the relationship to a point where they could be unfriended and so on. And that's on a national level. But you know what? It doesn't have to be at the local level. We can actually we can control our own community, and we can do this. You know, the personal attacks have to stop. And so it's got to be a situation where it's not personal. It's just we're trying to get something done. We need to get it done. And you know what? People can disagree. You can agree to disagree. It's okay. And you can still have your dinners, and you can still go out and party together. And I've got a lot of friends that I disagree with on a lot of different topics. But you know what? I respect them, and I feel like, you know what, they, you know, are as entitled to their opinion as I am to mine. And quite frankly, that's what a lot of us fought for. So, you know, this is a situation where we need to kind of begin to change this environment, our own environment, because that's what's constructive. Both sides, all sides, have great ideas or have things to offer. And we need to find ways to create an environment where they feel comfortable and willing to share those ideas and to come out and share their efforts.
You're talking about unity, like we heard this week.
You know what? We're not gonna kumbaya and all get together, and it shouldn't take a catastrophe or in this case a tragedy.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, you know what? There's a way for us to get together, and this has just gone too far at this stage.
Well, like you said, everyone has great ideas, and if we could come together and just bring all those ideas together and work together, I think that's a great idea. There might be a caller here, but the point of this person was the wages of the city employees make, what, $200K a year? And the question was, how long until they can retire with full benefits?
Now, just as a clarifier, not all city – I have a lot of friends who are city employees. They're not making $200,000 a year. Most of them are very much in line with what that position would pay in other communities, some even bigger communities and smaller communities and so on. So, I mean, that's not a focus. We hear a lot and we discuss a lot about the top managers, and a lot of those people are not, you know, union or so on. But, I mean, here's a situation where, yes, some of them are making crazy money compared to where we are. The fact that the city manager of L.A. Makes basically about $40,000-$50,000 more than our new city manager just got hired on as, and that community is 44 times the size as we are. I mean, there's some real issues in there. So
okay. We have two. Sorry to interrupt you, because this is getting bold here. This is getting hot and heavy. Line one, we have Dennis on the line, and welcome Dennis to the show. Do you have a question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
When you talk about breaking points, when city council was talking about buying a golf course that turned into a park, when they can't take care of the parks they have safely. You know, we listened to Brett Weaver after he got elected telling us that he's not going to do anything he promised. There's a whole lot of stuff, but that last one was enough for me.
Yeah, it's funny, Dennis, because, I mean, for a lot of people, it's not one. It's like 10 things that, you know, they continually stack on. And at some point, you just say, oh, my God. I mean, at what point do I say enough is enough? And you're right.
I see a T-shirt.
Yep, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. What was your breaking point? Yep, that's it. Thank you, Dennis, for the call.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Dennis.
And line two, is this Terry? The Terry?
It is. How are you, Maria?
I'm doing great, sir.
Hey, Bretta.
How are you, man?
Hey, Bretta.
Yeah, just a quick little comment. I understand what you're saying about how, you know, people should have their opinion. Absolutely. The court case that we have is not, in essence, for the state of Jefferson. The state of Jefferson we see as a remedy for the lack of representation and dilution of vote. But the court case actually is about representation and a dilution of vote, getting more representation for everyone in California. But when you talk about people who have businesses or, you know, don't want to really rock the boat, that's really the problem. I think that people are entitled to their opinion. Absolutely, we all do. But when you have somebody who is worried about who they're having their next cocktail with, or whether that's going to offend the person that they have their next cocktail with, over liberty, over justice, and over unlawful actions that have been taken by our city and our county, then, you know, I really don't have a lot of use for that. I just want to get your take on it.
That's a self-realization thing right there.
You and I both know bad things happen when good men and women stand by and do nothing. And so that's when some of these people refuse to be a part because they are intimidated or, you know, so on. I mean, quite frankly, we wouldn't be a country if that attitude permeated back in the day. So.
And really, are we seeing that a lot right now, Terry? Because, and yes, there's a portion of that, but there are so many people speaking up. Like we said, so many people want to help right now. So many people are stepping forward. Some of them might be behind the scenes, some of them not. But, I mean, it's time. You hear the callers right now. We just threw out a question, and all of a sudden all these calls are like, what's your breaking point? And everyone's answering, you know, letting us know. It's awesome.
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, as we look at what happened with Measure D, and I know Kay mentioned that, you know, Rocky Slaughter and his group spent thousands and thousands of dollars. There were rallies, there were signs, there were T-shirts, there were talk on the radio, there was, you know, you name it. And the people still rose up, the silent majorities still rose up and said, hey, by what, 62-63%?
Yep.
No, we don't trust you guys in city council. And for them to try to spin it, that it was something else, or we weren't informed really about the law, or about what was supposedly going to be the new sales tax, you know, that's the deal. I think that the disingenuousness of people for their own gain has got to stop. And I don't know how you do that. Maybe people that are close to those people. But frankly, you know, I don't want to hear about people's vacations or, you know, where they did the chili cook-off. We have an issue in this town right now where unfunded liabilities are in, what, up to about $300 million.
Oh, go higher.
Yeah.
But the reality is, and that's it, Terry. I mean, I think people are finally at a point where, you know what, it's up to those people who are pushing hard right now to empower those others, to allow them to understand that, you know what, you don't have to violate relationships, you don't have to do all these kind of things. Just help, just be a part, and that will get things done, and you guys can go back to your lives.
And I don't know what all that is in the background, but thank you so much, Terry, for all that you did.
The motorcycle went by.
Cool, I love it. But hopefully you heard me. I did want to say thank you for all that you do for this community and bringing people together and educating them. I mean, literally, there are some people that don't have time. And so when they go to these meetings, they get to learn from you and they get to learn from other people. And that's great. And we appreciate it. Anything new coming up? One announcement, because we've got another caller, Terry.
And remember, tomorrow night, guys, down at the VFW Hall in Anderson, there's still tickets available.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you
Terry.
You got it. Thanks, Terry.
Do we have time for this next caller?
You got time. Come on.
Okay, well, and if we need to go through, yay. DC on the line. Welcome to the show.
Okay. We all know the problem, unfunded liabilities. But you never hear solutions.
Okay.
Well,
do you have one for us, DC? Do you have any ideas? Because that's what we're looking at today. What was your breaking point? What ideas do people have? I mean, let us know. I mean, this is what it's about, the voters saying no more.
Well, the state of Illinois is almost going to go bankrupt. I don't know what happens when a state goes bankrupt. But these unfunded liabilities, you know, there's got to be solutions, and it's not just the new people take a little bit of hit. I'm sorry, the people that were a promise was made to going to have to take a hit because we can't afford it.
Well, and DC, you're spot on. I mean, this isn't a unique problem to us either, and I hope everybody realizes that. This is a problem that permeates throughout the nation and definitely throughout the state. And so you had the Teamster 707, a pretty powerful union back on the East Coast, went bankrupt this year, and basically because of their unfunded pensions. And the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, steps in and actually pays that pension, but they only pay a portion of it. So you might get 40% or 60%. They have a formula for how they do it.
And how much money did they give to the Democrats? That should go towards pensions. What the hell are they giving $100 million to the Democrats for?
Yeah, that gets back to what we talked about, is prioritizing and doing the right things. So in this situation, the PBGC is basically saying, guys, you have so many pensions nationally that are going bankrupt right now that we're having to step in and carry the load on, that we can only last for 6 to 8 more years. This is about a $6 trillion problem nationally. So you know what? Redding, California, citizens, city employees, the public safety groups, and so on. Guys, nobody's going to bail us out on this. Everybody's got the same problems, and it's overwhelming right now. They're going to drop the discount rate. CalPERS is. They've got to drop it down to 6, and it has to get all the way down to probably 4.5.
Drop it to 3. I'm lucky if I make 3.
Yeah. So, but I mean, this is right now, guys. This is a problem that we have to get in front of. And to answer your question, DC, the thing that we need to start discussing is, Is this unsustainable? And if it is, what are we going to do about it? Because we have a promise.
It's not a question if it's unsustainable. I mean, Medicare and Social Security are unsustainable.
Well, you and I know that, but we need to get everybody else on the same page.
Okay, thank you.
You got
thanks,
DC.
Okay, so we are going to cut to a commercial. We do have callers lining up on the other side. See you on the flip side.
Bye. My life back is no tomorrow, and all I've got I ever steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a place that kills. Ooh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first due payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube.
RedingKia.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back, everybody. This is KCNR1460.com, and this is the Carl and Linda Bott Show, not the Dr. Maria Salas and Vince Stevenson Show.
Hey, that should be our theme song for the recall.
Oh, my gosh.
Took another little piece of my heart out, baby.
Okay, so hee-hee-ha-ha. I want to give another plug to Dr. Kara Tennant.
Oh,
Missy.
My gosh.
Dr. Kara Tennant, where are you, lady?
She's late.
Nah.
Maybe she's saving some poor little dog.
Oh, I think, yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Okay, so Bella wanted to say something.
Bella, tell who you want to talk to.
I don't know.
Well, who do you want to say hi to? Any friends? Sissy?
Stacy.
Hi, sister.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Anybody else out there knows me?
Okay, well, thank you, Bella, for joining us on the show. We do have a caller that's been waiting, Gary Cadd.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Gary.
We are great. We are moto.
Well, last evening, I was looking at the Reading City agenda for the coming meeting next Tuesday night, and there's some interesting items on it, but the thing that really piqued my interest was closed session. In closed session 13A, is labor negotiations, all represented and unrepresented employees. That's everyone. So they'll be doing something in labor negotiations under 13A. And then 13B gets really interesting. It is labor negotiations, unrepresented employees,
that's managers,
and executive compensation. Now, I wonder if maybe they're going to lower some wages to help us hire more public safety.
Well, one of the things that we've been screaming about and hoping that they're listening is we need to freeze. I mean, this guys, I mean, we deal with numbers all day long. And as a financial planner, you know, you look at businesses and you look at people's budgets and so on. Quite frankly, this is a time to freeze. I actually wanted them to freeze before they even hired the city manager. But maybe they're going to talk about freezing. Maybe they're going to talk about, you know, at least all the managers and all the higher paid and highly compensated groups, and allow the lower groups to continue on as they're going. But they got to do that, Gary. I mean, they got to stop the bleeding. I mean, if you went into an ER, that's the first thing that they do is try to make sure that you're not bleeding anymore. So
that's exactly right. And the thing with it was, is years ago, Patrick and I tried to do the same thing to get them to back away from them, but they didn't. But anyway, I just wanted the public to know that these two issues are there, and it would be probably ill-advised if they were going to give somebody a raise. But
Gary,
I just bring that up.
Hey, Gary, you've always been a voice that a lot of people are now realizing they should have listened to more. Here's a situation where you've got all these closed session meetings back in the back where labor negotiations and things are discussed. Other communities in the state have actually adopted what they call COIN, which is an acronym for basically open negotiations, where they can no longer do these closed negotiations when it comes to employee contracts and, you know, things like that. What would you think about doing all this stuff in public session, almost like the county does when it hired Stephanie Bridget?
Yeah, well, of course. It'd be straightforward out where the people know what's going on instead of behind the scenes and not really understanding exactly what you're doing. I can tell you right now, I don't think I'm breaking the Brown Act saying this, but the report that we always saw in closed session as far as these labor negotiations, and especially the ones for the unrepresented employees, the director and executives, that report was given to us in closed session was not the same report that came out to the public. The public report was just a glass over.
Interesting.
And those reports in closed session need to come out in the open session when they bring it out and tell us how they voted.
Absolutely.
Guys, I got to get off to a meeting, but thank you for all the work you're doing, and talk to you later.
You got it. Thanks,
all right,
Gary.
Gary, thank you. Busy, busy, busy.
Hey, that's what's going to come out of a lot of this, guys. Everybody's feeling a little bit more empowered. I think we're going to hear more and more about what they've been doing, what the status quo has been when it comes to their process and the way that they go about it. And the more we discover, I think the more we're going to realize everything should be bound by two things at this point: accountability and transparency. If we had those two things in our local government, state government, and federal government, we would have far less problems and more sustainability. But you know what? Hey, just one person's opinion. Let's hear from you.
We do have a caller on the line.
We have Lori on the line.
Lori?
Miss Lori, welcome.
Yes. I have
welcome
a follow-up
back.
Since you brought up yet another topic. Please get your own show. Right away.
I know, huh?
Well, you know what? Thank you for that question.
Yes.
That question, as soon as you said it, you posted that question, I knew it was the one.
You know what happens, folks, is when you speak from your heart and soul, and then you don't really care about who's your best friend, your next best friend, oftentimes it feels like so many people, when they want a BCC on their email, which is for those that don't email, blind carbon copy,
yep,
they basically want to hide out in safety. They want your data, your pictures, your video.
Yep.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. And it's like grade school.
Yeah.
They just want to pass notes and pretend, I never saw that. Or they don't want the exposure or the transparency. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I have one person in my BCC for a reason, if they're running for office and whatnot. But the rest of it is, we all have diversity in the way we have our own communication. Some people do Facebook and social media. Some people don't. Some people don't even have email, which is fine. They're rural. Maybe they're dyslexic. We all have to honor and respect everyone's level of getting information, which is fine. My point is, when people deliberately and intentionally only want your stuff on BCC hidden.
Yeah.
And this is just another way. You want exposure. You want us all to get together. I agree. We need to find out who's in our neighborhood, who do we trust, who do we align with, And this, for me, is just becoming ridiculous. I see all the time Silas Lyons and Mike Mangus, the newspaper and the Channel 7. I don't get the paper. I do not watch TV and have not since 2006. I still include them, that they know they're on my watch or my inclusion, so that other people that do participate can take it up. So I think this is a fantastic topic. You guys have a show, not you, but the bots have a Saturday morning show with the husband and wife team Saturday morning, and they are doing a delicate job because they have different opinions. If one's a physician and one's into alternative and integrative, and they kind of both cross over. You know, those are the kind of programs we need to hear a little bit more,
yeah.
Whether we're exposing, you know, geoengineering or vaccines. Let's just start speaking from our heart. Yep. That's what I wanted to say, and thank
perfect.
You.
Oh,
perfect
thank
statement,
you,
Lori.
Yep.
Oh.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hashtag vaxxed. Don't get me started. Hashtag medical freedom. Don't get me started. It's like at the end of the show. That's like two shows right there. Thanks, Lori. That was awesome.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is one of those situations, guys, where I think a lot of people are beginning to understand that, you know, the environment is changing. You need to have some fortitude. You need to be able to stand up and talk about what it is. Don't take it personal. Don't mean it personal towards anybody else. It just is what it is. This is what you believe. Be able to be challenged. Feel comfortable with that. And know that, you know what, it's a learning process for everybody. Everybody has something to put in it. But one of the things that I really want to hit real quick is, you know what, let's not try to judge people's intentions. It's one of the things that I learned after the Corps, American Express University. They sent me out there and they said, you know what, you need to find a way not to judge people's intentions because you don't know those intentions. And right now, I'm really trying to remind myself of that. I don't know why the council did some of the things that they did. All I know is it was wrong, it was bad, and it was unsustainable. So you know what? I'm trying not to take it personal and judge them that way or judge their intentions because, truly, I do not know.
Okay, more to come, guys. Come on back. Gonna take a freight train down at the station long. I don't care where it goes. Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman lost? She been doing to me. Can't you see?
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's Blue Jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st. First.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now. And we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your path and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I want to rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
Oh, yeah. Color TV screen. Out for all that I can get. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Vince Stevenson, President, Shasta County Veteran Affiliate Council. Stevenson Firearm and Ammo. And Omega Mortgage and Heritage.
Stevenson Advisory.
Stevenson Advisory. And Honor Financial.
And soon to be Classic Cafe.
And soon to be Classic Cafe. Yeah. Hats. Tons of hats there. And speaking of hats, you finally got a good high and tight.
There we go. Well, D.C., the barber D.C., buddy, where are you at? Come on.
It was needed.
Give those boys a plug.
Go for it.
Athens.
Go ahead.
If you're getting a haircut, guys, there's a great group down there. Logan, Tim, I know you're carrying the load for D.C. because he's probably in Tahiti or somewhere, goofing off, messing around. But that's the place that a lot of us go. Wonderful haircut. Good guys. Great barber discussion. As Carl would say, man's last stronghold. Just about anything that I want to talk about, I'll go in and I'll say, okay, let me have your attention. I got a question for you guys. How would you respond to this? So, I mean, you never know what you're going to get in there. And is it politically correct? No. I will warn you right from the beginning. But open dialogue and conversation, it's a barbershop. So
nice. Head on down. So speaking of questions coming up, we still have a few more minutes where we can ask you guys, ask the listeners, what changes do you want? I mean, this is not just city. I mean, county. What are some things going on in the county that you want to see changed? Do you have any ideas? I mean, give us a call at 530-605-4567 or in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Let us know. What do you think? I mean, there's a lot going on with the jail. I know people are – they mention it all the time on Carl's show that, you know – wish it would have went this way or that way, right?
Real quick, guys, going back to the city for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All weekend, as you're thinking about stuff, anytime you see something that you don't like within our community, so on, think about that question that Lori asked earlier. When was your breaking point? When was the point where you realized, hey, we're not going in the direction that's going to get this solved? And you know what? If you happen to feel empowered and feel like it's time for you to stand up and let the community know, you know what? Go to the meeting on Tuesday night and say, you know what? My only comment is I just wanted you guys to know when my breaking point was. So they can begin to understand, because that's going to be the question for the coming weeks and coming months, is when was your breaking point? When was the point where you said enough is enough? As far as the county goes, I think a lot of people that you talk to, if you went out and asked 10 people right now, I think 8 of them, if they're understanding the problems and engaged, they will say the jail's got to be number one. And you know what? There's a lot of ideas floating around about how we're going to get that jail. But I mean, this is something that absolutely has to happen. So some of those painful comments or things that we discussed earlier about taxes and so on, we're going to have to discuss them again. No topic should be left off at this stage as far as at least having a conversation around it. So be prepared to think about it. We're trying to address the situation as to trust and getting some of the people out of those positions so we can begin to trust again. So that's actually moving forward. But you know what? We're going to have to revisit because we need a jail. We need more jail beds. And so we're going to have to do something. And county supervisors, if you're listening, you know what? We're knocking on doors. We're trying to set up meetings with you guys to talk about what your solutions are. And remember, this is stage one, what we're dealing with right now with the city. Stage two involves some other things with the city, and then stage three is county, and they're not going in order. So we need to talk to you guys. We need to understand what's going on.
We have a comment in the chat room. Jared?
Yeah, this happened a little bit earlier. It's from Russell. It said, this is the plan before the city councils and the Board of Supervisors. All will raise the motel tax to 16% during a special election this year. This produces $3.12 million, which goes to a joint powers authority. First, expand the capacity in the current jail. Second, open the annex jail. And third, open the burning jail. This adds 320 beds to the jail capacity. Does your group support this effort?
Interesting.
Wow. Those are great ideas. Would really like to see that broken down, Russell, as far as give me real numbers and specifics as far as the jails and so on. Would love to bring this to the group and try to talk to them about, you know, the possibilities of it. Right now, nothing is out of the question. I mean, we're talking to people about the juvenile facility and the courtrooms and you name it, we're playing with the ideas. So nothing is off the table at this stage. So if you've got an idea like Russell did, it's got some credibility and some facts behind it, we definitely want to see it. And don't feel, I mean, I know Russell isn't, but if you're out there and you got an idea, it could be the one. I mean, it could be the thing that actually helps us get to where we need to be. And so, you know, don't hold back. I mean, you're not going to get judgment from us.
Yeah, and so you had mentioned there's a meeting on Tuesday.
City council meeting.
Okay, so
that's what Gary was talking about.
Okay.
When Gary Cadd called in, he said he reviews, like a lot of us, he reviews the agenda that they set. And quite frankly, there's some interesting things in there. And unfortunately, some of the more interesting things are in closed session. And so that's something we need to address because these closed session things, we've learned now that, you know, some of these people are not exactly going in the same direction that the community needs to go in, and we need to stop all this stuff behind closed doors. This is stuff. It's our community as well, from REU that belongs to the citizens of Reading, all the way through to, you know, our hiring and firing. Because remember, when they hire or when they bump up contracts or when they do these things, they're obligating you, the taxpayer. They're obligating you. They're gonna step out and be doing whatever, moving, who knows what they're going to be doing. But they're obligating this community. And so as we take on more weight and more obligation, we basically give up other things. So when they say, I want to raise a tax so that I can pay their pension, basically what they're saying to you is their pension is more important than your vacation or you're paying off your home or all the things you want to do, because they're reaching directly into your pocket and taking out that money. And so, you know what? We need to start looking at things that way. It's a balanced effect here that needs to happen, and it hasn't been that way for a long time.
Yeah, if you're motivated by money, if that's what motivates you, then come on out. We do have another caller, it looks like. We've got 4 minutes. Okay, let's get ready to take this call.
Yay. We have Billy Bob on the line.
Here we go. Billy Bob, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hey, great show, you guys. You're doing wonderfully. Great comments by everybody.
Yes, sir.
And again, this situation with the city and county, unsustainable. As far as a recall goes, everybody ought to be recalled, including all the Board of Supervisor people. Let's don't start with just Schrader and Francie Sullivan. That's the tip of the iceberg. But and then as far as this mistake, I swear this city can't get out of its own way. They fire one of the best police chiefs we could ever possibly get. I mean, what is it going to cost us to rehire someone that's even half his capability? And it's just ridiculous. I mean, it seems like they can't, they couldn't figure out a Rubik's Cube, of course. But, I mean, this stuff isn't that hard. I mean, come on.
Sir,
so anyway.
Sir, you think that was a mistake?
Yeah, we got to really take it back. And everybody in your show today has been wonderful. Vince, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Thank
I'll
you,
let
sir.
You guys go and finish up the show.
Okay. All right, so we've
that
got
seems to be the consensus from a lot of people. Yeah. Obviously, you know what, guys? Let's do a disclaimer right now. Mm-hmm. There were some things that Chief Paletti did that I thought, you know, Rob, I don't agree with that. I don't like that approach or whatever. But you know what? He is a professional. He's been doing this a long time. And so I basically had to agree to disagree and move on and let, you know, let him do his thing. And I don't think there's anybody that I've spoken to didn't say that, you know, there was a few things that I didn't agree with as far as the approach. But quite frankly, I agree with Billy Bob. I mean, this is a guy that I think could have been a fantastic tool for this community. Had you, you know, let him move forward in some things. He was a military guy, so he understood sometimes you don't get all the resources you need, but you still have to get the mission accomplished. But you know, we really didn't give him a chance to do what needed to be done. I think a strong city manager and so on overwhelmed a lot of things, and I'm not putting the blame on anybody at this stage. I'm putting the blame on all of us. For whatever reason, we didn't get engaged fast enough. A lot of people didn't do what they needed to do. But you know what? That's hindsight. And we obviously love the people that are you know, done what was necessary, and they're doing it right now. And so we're moving forward. So solutions, guys.
Yeah.
Ask that question to yourself. When was that point when you finally said enough is enough? And what are my solutions moving forward?
And yeah, what is that answer in your head? And share it with everyone. Share it online. Share it on Facebook. Wow, we have that was it. Did we find a wormhole? I always find a wormhole when I'm doing the show, and I really appreciate Carl and Linda for letting us have a voice, and I'm honored to be asked to do the show, and thanks so much for spending time on event and all your knowledge and sharing this with us. And what who thought it would be a good idea to put the two of us?
I'm sure somewhere Carl's going, oh my God, why did I do that? Oh, yeah. You know what? We got to throw in our disclaimer.
The disclaimer.
The views of the speakers are not necessarily those of the station or its management.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind as you're going forward.
So thanks, guys, for a wonderful week. End it great here on Friday. It's Flag Week still. Lots to do here in the North State. And give us a call if you have any questions. You are more than welcome to call the station, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. This is Dr. Maria Salas, Vince Stevenson.
Semper Fi, Redding.
Woohoo, Semper Fi. Gonna stand
my ground. Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta, Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Investigations and hearings into possible links between his campaign and Russia, nobody has been able to show any proof. It's his latest reaction to revelations that special counsel Bob Mueller's looking into whether the president obstructed justice by firing FBI chief Jim Comey. The president called that report a phony story and a witch hunt.
Correspondent Sagar Magani. On a visit to Miami today, the president will be announcing that he's rolling back some key parts of former president